talks about the interaction between the Madir and the Mudir, and what pu'ulas are mutaros and what is not. So the Mishnah begins, Torah Mesh Trumasa Maisa V'Ladaito U'Makar V'Lov Kinei Zavin Kinei Zavos V'Kinei Yoldos Chatos V'Hashamos. So you're allowed to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisers, and you are allowed to be Makrav Korbonos. Umlamdo Medrish Alochas V'Agados. Avalol Yilamdenu Mikra Avumlamdu is Bonaves Bnos of Mikra. I can teach his children Mikra. So Gemara is going to go on and be Mechali between Mlamde Tarish Valpeh and Tarish Vichsav. What's allowed to have Kabbalah Schar, what's not, what is actually doing something. So the Ran over here on Melamdo Medrash, so the Ran says, the mitzvahs lav lehenis nitnu. Now this Ran is fascinating, because there is a Gemara later on Memches that says if you have a neder of Hanah to someone else, the Gemara says, if you took a neder from an ear, you're not allowed to be nene, but is it the third line from the Tam, Memches, is it davar shel osa ear, go na rechava, va merchas, va isakness, va teva, va svarim. You're not allowed to learn from the svarim of that ear. So there's a Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, a real maramokum, on this Gemara, that says, even though what mitzvahs lav lehenis ninu, so why should I be nene, be able to be nene from the svarim? Zokter Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar is mamish geshmak for shvus. He says the hanah that you get and the geshmak that you get from Talmud Torah is hanos haguf, is part of the mitzvah, and that's not included in mitzvahs lav lehenis nino. Kein the shita of the Ran that we said earlier on Daf Tezvav, that hanos haguf that comes out of the mitzvah does not have the application of mitzvahs lav lehenis nino to remove from. That's the way he explains this Gemara. Some of the Rishonim are not Geris Svarim here, but the Ran actually is Geris Svarim. So the kasha is, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar, so the Memela Argamar is fair. So why are you applying mitzvahs lav lehenis nitnu? You, the Ran, who says by anos aguf, right? And seemingly he's going to agree to the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar shita, right? Unless you see from this Ran something else, no. Maybe according to the Ran, what? How are you going to get around this Gemara? How are you going to get around this Gemara? Maybe according to the Ran, there is no Hanos HaGuf by Talmud Torah? Is that what he's assuming? The Ran's Shita is that Hanos HaGuf from a mitzvah is not helpful. He doesn't hold like the Rashba. That's what we learned on Taf Tezvav. So if he explains the Gemara on Daf Memches like the Rabbeinu Me'avram and Ahar, so then we have a problem with this Ran of how he applies the din of Mitzvah Slav Lehenis Nenu by Talmud Torah. Other Rishonim have different interpretations in our Gemara. Other Rishonim have the Pshat that we learned earlier. The Rashba said that if the person's Kavona was never to include the mitzvahs when he took the neder, or some Rishonim just say simply, I think the Nemugiyesu says over here, simply he's doing it to do his own obligation. He's not trying to be mahan as someone else. Then you don't have the din of the Yisr clapping the mudra. I have a chiv of Talmud Torah, so the Mela, that's not included in the Yisr. The Ran. As such a svara, if you remember, this was from a few chaburas back. There was a running machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, that we introduced in the sugya of Staka and the sugya of Meshav Aveda. So the Ran, I pointed out on Lamed Tes, has such a svara. He writes by Bikur Cholim. He writes Time of Sharis late on the first round of the daf, a lamed tes, mishum de mevaker mitzvah the nafsha of it. Unohoyi de chola mesani, and even though the chola gets hana, memele shari. So why doesn't the Ran explain all of these gemaras? By Hashavas Aveda, all these dinim like that svar that he applied over there. So we pointed out that the Ran disagrees with those Rishonim, and he says, whenever you're giving hana me'amahane to the nene, when it's direct, or miyad liyad, like giving mamon, then you're not allowed to rely on that svara. The Ran was only b'derech grama that svara was what to rely on. So you see something fascinating that he's understanding by Talmud Torah, there is something that's being given over, like a Michael, like a Mizinus, as we pointed out in the sugya's back. But I'm just pointing out a big kash over here on the Ran, that over here the application of mitzvah slav lahenis nenu l'chayra is going to force the Ran to disagree with this famous Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. This Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar is associated with the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, that the Hana that a person gets out of Talmud Torah is a chilek of the mitzvah. So Mamela, that's not going to apply. Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Nitnu. Hana Saguf. But perhaps the Ran is going to disagree with that. I don't have a full teretz to this Ran, but you need to explain over here. And why is Svarim still Aser? Maybe because he didn't have to learn from this Sefer, or he would have to pay for another Sefer. So he's being nen of the amount that he's saving from that Sefer. It's not exactly clear, but I think L'chayr you see, not like the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, from this Ran, from this small little Ran on Laman Hayim Beis, that he applies the Din of Mitzvah L'Enes, and when the other Rishonim didn't apply that over here. Okay.
Could Svarim be more related to Mikra? Or Mikra, I mean, we haven't established why Mikra is Mutter, but, or is Mikra is not an issue. Sorry, Mikra is an issue.
I mean, I think Mikra is not going to be an issue. The Gemara is going to say it's going to be dependent on whether or not you could charge for Mikra. Right. There is a fascinating issue that really comes up. I don't want to get involved with this, and I didn't want to put it on the title this year. Not all the Rishonim, if you see, not all the Rishonim are Goris this. Look at the Aleph over here. The Es Benosav is in question. Right, this is a very relevant maramakum for the source for girls learning Talmud Torah Benashim. The Gemara in Saita and Avchav introduces a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Elazar and Ben Azai, whether or not a person is allowed to teach his daughters Torah. Or the other opinion is that Rav Lozer holds that if a person is melamed his bitul Torah, ki ilu melamed la tiflus, that's taka aser. And that's really going to be the kasha. So who's our Mishnah going according to? Is our Mishnah going according to Ben Azai, and therefore you have the gears of Ben Yisav? Or is our Mishnah going according to Rav Lozer, then you have to not be gears Ben Yisav? The Rambam holds that the issue, though, in Gemara and Saita doesn't apply to Torah Sheval Peh. It applies to Torah Sheval Chsav. Although, that's the way the Rambam is quoted, but if you look at the Rambam says it's also l'chadchila to teach even Torah Sheval Chsav. So on that, the Chafetz Chaim said that doesn't apply b'dorenu. That they used to live in a generation in the Rambam's time that Yerushamayim was natural, was something that came from the home, was something that was existed in everyone's family, and we unfortunately have a dor shvela. And if the girls are not taught Torah Shvichsav and Musar, so then we're Chas v'Shalom, the girls are not going to have Yerushamayim. And he basically was Matir the Isser. So even the Rambam's issue of Isser l'chadchila, the Chafetz Chaim said, doesn't apply b'dorin. Now, how we get to girls learning Gemara, that's already a jump to what the Chafetz Chaim didn't say. There are Soloveitchik had his shita on this, that a similar mahalach b'dorinu. Some shita say that if they want to learn on their own, the iser of the Gemara was only if the father teaches, but not if they learn on their own. But this word in our Mishnah of Benoisov holds a lot of ramifications. whether or not you're learning which Tana our Mishnah is going to, according to, and is it mutter to teach Bnei's of Mikra? Okay. The Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, "Ava Malam de Bun of Mikra," the third Tosfos on the Daf. The mitzvah ka'aviv v'loy have el gerim hanoa ba'alma. Right? Sounds like not like right. It sounds like that similar to the Ran Lama test. He's doing his mitzvah, and the fact that he's being then is a grummer. And even if it's a place that many people take money, because this guy wouldn't have necessarily paid. So the Rashash points out that this Tosfos is against the Rambam. The Rambam that holds a father is mechuyev. And the Rambam says that we hold that you're mechuyev to pay a melamed to teach your son tuition. So a nice maramakum for the tuition crisis is this tesis here in the Dar, melamed hayam abeis. The tesis seems to assume not like that, that a person is not mechuyev to pay a melamed. Where's the Rashash over here in melamed hayam abeis? He writes. He's not going to pay. So he's not mechuyev. Right? I don't know the Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Rosh Hashanah? Oh, here's the Rosh Hashanah. Thought it was in the back where I saw the Rosh Hashanah first. It's a different Gemara. Alamed is bun of Mikra. That the Rambam says the favors that a person is obligated to pay a Rebbe tuition to teach his son Torah. We force him. Got to pay tuition. So how did the Tosfos Yontif just assume, like the Balei HaTosfos on our daf, that you don't have to pay and therefore it's mutter? The Rambam says not like that. So the Rosh Hashanah's kasha is, even if you want to quote the Tosfos, but how's the Rambam going to understand our Gemara? L'maisi is being mahanem the schar of Talmud Torah, that he's mechuyev.
As long as I don't pay him anything in his hand when I'm lifting him up from the obligation, and if I pay a debt, so all I'm doing is removing the claim against him. Since I'm not teaching him, but I'm teaching his children, and all I'm doing is I'm helping him that he doesn't have to pay another melamed to teach them, so then that's going to be like mavriach ari, and therefore it's mutter. So that's the way the Rosh Hashanah is going to explain lefi shitas Rambam our Gemara of why you don't have to be concerned with the schar that you would have to pay the melamed. That Rambam, because of Mishnah, writes that it's nav dafka the father. The grandfather also is mechuyev to pay.
when the tuition crisis came about, and there was a whole hack about going back to the grandparents to see if there was any money there, where people were on scholarships. So I remember I quoted that Kesef Mishnah. So it's very relevant. So people will hold and say, well, we don't hold like the Kesef Mishnah. So if you look in Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eiger, so the Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eiger links that din of the Kesef Mishnah and Das Rambam, that there's a chiyuv of the grandfather in Chinuch HaBen Bonim, is the reason why the grandfather is the Sandik. That's the marker to give the grandfather Sandik, because Rav Kiva Eiger has a whole tshuva that he connects the din of Chinuch HaBonim to the din of Bris Milah to the din of Talmud Torah. So Mamelu, whoever is shaykhus to Talmud Torah, has a shaykhus to the Bris. So I said, if you don't hold it because of Mishnah, then you can't be Sandik at the Bris. So you got to take your pick. Fine.
Is it a problem that answer you have to hold by Chanan? Chanan is one. I think Chanan is the only one that says Mavriach Ari. The Rabbanan, I don't think, say that.
The Rabbanan say you don't hold like Mavriach Ari. But how did we pask in there? I think we pask in like
Chanan.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. Good. So the Rabbi said the last thing I really wanted to discuss is the etzim sugya of the Gemara over here. Fascinating suffix of the Gemara. This Gemara is presented in two places in Shas. It's presented here, and it's presented in Kedushin, Daf Chof Gimel Mimbeis. It's the exact same suffix. The Gemara asks a suffix, the kahanim, when they're doing our avodah, are they representing us, or are they shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch? So it's a little strange, what they say, just in terms of the suffix of the Gemara, like, I don't know, look at the Rambam and the Minyan of Mitzvahs, who has the mitzvah? Is it a tzivoy on the Kehanim, or is it a tzivoy on the Yisraelim? Like, what's the mitzvah of Korban? And the Rambam writes with figures that the Kehanim are mechuyev to bring the Korban. So what's the chalal of suffix of the Gemara? So any mitzvah I have, I'm a shliach of the Rabbi Nishalim. Right?
Like
what?
That's
the suffix. The suffix is what's the nature of Avodah? Who's the minyan amitzvahs? That's the suffix of the Gemara. So I didn't think so. I thought that the Gemara's suffix was not about who the mitzvah is. I thought the Gemara's suffix was, even if Kaihanim are mechuyev in the mitzvah, the shaila is, when they do that mitzvah, what was the Rabbanu Shalom tzivu? Was it to be our shliach, or was it just to be the Rabbanu Shalom shliach? I didn't think that necessarily addresses the fundamental issue of who the mitzvahs are. I mean, I thought manushach, there's a mitzvah on the kohanim, but it could be that the Rabbanu Shalom asked of the kohanim to serve as agents for Klal Yisrael, and they would have a part in the avodah. So the shaila is l'may nafkamin. The Gemara says l'mudar ana yamar tishluchu didan hu amahane leva aser yamar tishluchu dishmaya shari ma. So Gemara says, are they our shluchim? So then Mimela, it's going to be a problem with the Mudar Ana. He's doing me a taiva. He's not allowed to do it if he's my shliach. Right? And even if you hold mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu, so why don't you say that it's mutter? So you see from this Gemara that if you hold mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu, but if you remind him as a shliach, that's still going to be a problem. Right? But if you hold it shluchu d'shmai, it doesn't connect back to me, so that's not a problem. So the Rishonim all point out over here that this suffix was already brought up in Kedushin Chav Gimel Mabez, the Ran, the Taisus. Avagav the Perakam, the Kedushin Asik Rav Hun, the Shluchad Rachman, and Ninu. The Yisrach Adut, the Shluchad Yidon, Ninu, Mi Ika Midi, the Anan, Le Matzin, Le Ma'ovid, Ve Inu, Ovid, Filochi, Boya, Ach, Le Mifshav, Im Asis, and Omi Brais. So really, the way the Ran and Taisus present it is that it's a Dover Poshet from the Gemara in Kedushin that you have to conclude that it's Shluchad Rachman. Because shlichus wouldn't apply. Because one of the principles of shlichus is that kol milsa the iu lo matzi ovid, anything that the mishaleach doesn't have the capacity to do on his own, he doesn't have the ability to be mamana a shliach for. And since the Yisraelim don't have the ability to be mamana a shliach, so mamela, it's a davar pashut that the suffix of our Gemara is like non-existent. And once you learn the Gemara in Kedushin, you don't really have a suffix. So the Gemara wanted to prove it from a Mishnah. Fine, that's the way the Ran here and the Taisus here learn. Other Rishonim differentiate. I think the Rashba and Kedushin. Other Rishonim differentiate between the levels of Avodah. There's different dargas of avodah. There's things that are kshayer and bizarre. Shkita is kshasher bizarre. The other three stages of avodah is only kasher l'kohanim. So maybe the Gemaras were dealing with different stages of the avodah. So that was another way to resolve this this Gemara.
You said that the shlukim be done, but they don't require a minui. This is a mitzvah on them. They don't require a minui.
I think that it's an implied minui. When I give my carbon to them, so I'm asking them to be makir on my behalf. Okay, or zchiya. Zchiya mitam shlichus. It's a zochet. I don't know if necessarily you would have to be mamana in beferish. But if you same suffix. Oh, that's the machlokes. Meaning, the Gemara doesn't tell you what level the avodah. There are rishonim that say that the answer to this fake is it's not the same suffix. This Gemara that said kol milsa the iul lomatzi avid, that's all the other three stages of the avodah. That's not kosher bizarre. So that's the Gemara concluded. So now the Gemara came back and said, oh yeah, what about shtita? That's what some rishonim learned. They split within the avodahs. But here,
even though the lashon
is the same exact lashon, it was the first part, right? Enachanam, yeah. To say that to be shchita is a little difficult right here. So if you look at Tosfos here, this is the biggest problem. Tosfos in Kiddushin writes the following: Peirush bekunches the mayrli inyan hakarbas karbonos v'nafkamina linyan mudra anam and hakoyin shakoyin mutal akriv karbonos tema the mashma hacha the pshita lei umseches nedar and parakim ben amudra boyla hani kahani shluchu the rachmana avo or shluchu the don below ifshitu amayla maisa hach milsa the ravuna breder v'yeshua l'mifshite. So Tosfos asks the kasha that the Ram and Tosfos asking the darim, why didn't the gemara and darim bring this din of ravuna that held the davar pashut? It wasn't even any baya over here. Yeah, everyone good? Yeah, Shlomer, listen to the Tosfos. Shlomer, the Erech of the Gemara who became a duchte, the lo mifshet ela mimeno mibreis. Avgad lo mifshet midivri amara. Inami. That's the first teretz is like the Ran in our Tosfos. Inami, yeah, Shlomer, the hosam hachakim about it. A new pshat in our Gemara. Hani kahani shluchet drachmona dafka ninu, veloi shluchet didon klal? O dilma habanami shluchet didon Nafkamina Shimayakoy and Makrif Shalul Das Balam Ishluchud Rahmana Ninu have a carbon kosher. You have a dafka shluchudidon in a kosher cave shahikrif shalom dasabail. So first of all, Tosfos says there's a nafkamina to the shaila above and beyond mudr hana. More fascinatingly than mudr hana. What happens, like Joe's case, what happens in a case where it's shalom das bailam? Not even without it's mamish. Tosfos disagrees with what I just said. He said tzchiyah wouldn't apply for some reason. But let's say it was against the will of the Baal, right? Or let's say he knew he didn't want to sit specific Kohen. And the Kohen was Makrif, right? Shaloi Midas Baal. So it was the carbon puzzle. Now we're learning Mamish, the Gemara's suffix over here is now affecting the Beis HaMikdash. Is this going to puzzle the carbon? That the fact that the Kohen on Makrif is disconnected from the Mishaleach. If you hold Shluchad Yidon, yes, Tosfos says. Not just Naf Minalin Yimudar, no. If you hold Shluchah Derachmana, no. So that's just stam, fascinating. But I don't know if we have a mucker in Shas for what Tosfos just says, that Shluch Didan would mean that without the Shlichas, it's possible. Maybe you could hold it's kosher, but whatever. It's not going to necessarily help the Bible. But now Tosfos says, and I'm going to explain to you the Kasha of the Ran and Tosfos in the Dharma as well. It says, the Gemara Suffolk was Avada we knew it was Shluchah Derachmana. The shaila is it also shlucha didon? Is there a miktsas u miktsas? That's the teretz of this. So memeli, you could shtim the two gemaras. The gemara over here established that it has to be shlucha d'rachmana. Because kol milsa del iu lo mitza avid, if the mishaleach doesn't have the capacity, so how could you send him? So it must be shlucha d'rachmana. The gemara in Adar was just being meisid. Is there an element of shlucha didon that now is going to be an afkamina of gabe mudr ano, and also an afkamina Tosfos says if you don't have the shlichus that it's going to pasel? That's the second issue. Good? That's how Tosfos shtims the two gemaras. Comes along Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Saharis, and he asks a bam kash. So what in the world is Tosfos talking about? I don't understand. If you hold it's shluch derachmana and shluch didan, So you're going to come back to this original problem that the Gemara in Kedushin mentions, Komilsa the iu lo motzi avid, shliach lo motzi mash. Because if there's any aspect of the hakrava that is relating back to the mishaleach and he can't do it, so then we're back to the problem of shlichus fundamentally. He can't send him a shliach on something that he can't do. So what does it help? The fact that you made it partial. Miktsas u miktsas. So Rav Chanan says a major yusayu in the world of shlichus. And the concept of kol milsa de'iu lamotzi avid, shliach lamotzi mashvi, mikoyach this kasha and this tesis. It says like this. He says, there are certain times that a person is acting as my shliach, to be megarish, to be mekadesh, and without me, he's nothing. I'm giving him the capacity to do what he's doing. So then you apply the klal, kol mils di'i ulamati ovid, shliach ulamati mashe. But what if he has the koyach to do what he's doing? He has the capacity. Yet what does the shlichus add that it relates back to the Mishaleach and the Mishaleach gets credit for that action? But it's not that I need the Shlichus in order to do it. With Gerish and with Kedushin, it's garnished. Who is he being Mekadesh? Who is he being Megarish? Who are you representing? What's going on over here? Does that Mishaleach have the capacity to do it? It's garnished. Mashiachin over here, the Kohen could be Makriv. The Kohen's a Shliach Rachmana. He's got a pass. He's got an ID. Elamai, you want credit for the akrava? That's another element of shlichus. That you don't have the problem of kol milsa de'iu lamotzi avid shliach lamotzi mashvi. A gavaldig pshat. So he says that's pshat and tesis. Avada, the Gemara in Kedushin says the capacity to do avoida the kohen exists on his own. He's a shluch derachman. He is a makriv. Without you, irrespective of you. Now you want to know, is there nafkamina legabi mudra ano legabi your situation in order to give you credit? Is there an element of shlucha derach didon? That's the suffix of the Gemara Nedar. And that's not going to have a problem anymore of kol mils diyu lamotzi avid shliach lamotzi mashvi, even though there's an element of shlucha didon. Because you're not giving him the capacity. You're just asking him to give you credit for this action. But he can exist irrespective of you. So Memela Zakhtar Rabbi Chanan, then the din of Kol Mils Diyu Lamotzi Avad, Shliach Lamotzi Mashvi, won't be necessarily a problem. You see, he has a few rise to this certain shittas. Taisi Shanim writes in Erevin, the father doesn't have hands, he could still be Mamana Shliach for a Moil to be is the Shliach for his mitzvah, because he could do it, the Moil could do it on his own without you. You just want to get credit for it. So then, Memela, the problem of kol milsa de'iu lamotzi avid is not necessarily a problem. So, Rabbi Yisai, I think this yisoid of Rabbi Chanan, and I want us to take it one step further. A big yisoid, Rabbi Yisai. And you got to remember this kasha. There's a kasha, the panim me'iris on our Gemara, a shas kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this kasha. There's two sugyas that really deal with this kasha. Our sugya, and the sugya in Shlichus in Kedushin in the second parak. It's a fundamental kasha. This was the kasha of like the Achrona Shadel. The Devar Avram speaks about this. Chassam Sofer speaks about this kasha. This was the kasha Sa'il. Listen to this. How could the Gemara have a suffix? How could the Gemara raise this suffix? Shluchu didon, shluchu derachman. It's a pellet. The Gemara tells us in Chulin that a goy could be makriv korban. A goy could be mashaleach korbanos. We accept kodshim from goy. So if that's the case, in the Memele, you know for sure that it's not shluchu didon. Because goyim are la bar shlichus. That's the pun of Meir's kasha. Everyone hear the kasha? How could the Gemara even entertain the possibility to say shluchi didon if the Gemara knew a drasha from Vayikra that you're allowed to accept korbanos from Makom? Korfel, the koyim, is not acting as a shliach. Unless you say Akum bar shlichus means he can't be the shliach, but he can be the mishaleach. Some Achrayim want to say like that. Why? Some Achrayim want to say maybe certain Karbanos the Gemara never had the suffix for. They want to be Machalik between a Karbanos that a Goy can bring and a Karbanos that a Goy can't bring. The Dharma Nidavis. Maybe the Gemara's suffix was only by Chatos Vashamas. There were Karbon Echiyav. Maybe. But I think the Teretz is like this. I remember where I saw it. Years ago I saw this Teretz. But it's fundamental for the world of Kodesh. You open up a zvachim, you learn the sugyas in zvachim. There's two dinim in every carbon. Person's makar of a carbon, shalei lishma. Right? With the exception of chatas and carbon pesach. It wasn't lishma. So Mar says the carbon's kosher. But the bailim still have to fulfill their chiyuv. It was loy nisratza l'shem ha-bailim. So it means there's two elements to the carbon. There's the carbon being kosher, and then there's the carbon relating back to the ritzui of the bailim. So kimdumani, I think it was the Dvar Avraham, but someone said this pshat, that by akum, they're allowed to be makar of carbon. But they never get ritzui ha-bailim. They're never misratzel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. They never get that added element of credit klapei Shemaya. And there's no nafkamina legabe lishma and shaloi lishma legabe the carbon of an akum. It's just the Gemara says the carbon of an akum is kosher. So in Mela, you never wanted to get credit by those carbonos. So in Mela, like to Rabbi Chanan, it's gevalt. Shluchei didon is only le'inyin. What's Rabbi Chanan saying? If I combine this Rabbi Chanan with that Yisoyit to answer the Panim Yehiris of Kiveh Eger's Kasha, it's half of a fell. The Gemara is only bringing in Shluchei Didon Zokter Rabbi Chanan to give the Bailim credit, not to make the Koyin HaMakriv have the capacity. It's not like Gerushin and Kedushin that he can't exist without me. Avadi can exist without me. The carbon exists without me. Now you want to get Ritzel, you want to get credit? So that's an element of Shluchei Didon that a Mudur Ano is going to be Nafkamin. That you never had that element of Ritzui HaBailim. It was only an afkamina. Is the carbon kosher? Is the carbon not kosher? So Mela, the Suffolk of the Gemara is not Nogei, Legabe Akum. The same exact Yisoy that Rabbi Chanan has, Legabe the Toysis, in explaining how these two sugars can drive together, of Komos of the Yidu L'motzi Yavu, which is Adavar Poshit, and then here the Gemara raises that Suffolk, that's the answer to Rabbi Kivager and the Panam Yiris Iskasha, Legabe the Shaila of the Shlichas. There's no Shlichas La'akum. And one is Mishali, the other, Ligabe Visu. Shkar.